Recording. Pesach requires hachana, on so many levels. Halachically, to prepare ourselves, getting rid of chametz, preparing matzah, hagolas kelim, v'chuli. But it also requires hachana pnimis, in terms of getting ready for the Leil HaSeder, mentally thinking about the concepts of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Emuna, and the springboard for all that is the Haggadah itself. That's the Mitzvah Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we begin to talk about aspects of the Haggadah just to feel connected. You know, it's been a while since we asked, look, the Haggadah of Pesach. So maybe just to start off as a psicha here, to think about the Mitzvah Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim of Leil Pesach, the Higadta Levincha, that's the source of the Mitzvah, the Higadta Levincha, we call the section of Sibitis Mitzrayim Magid. Every the simanim of the Seder, also very going back to the Talmud Rishonim, Kadesh Urchat, and so on. Magid, to be Magid, to tell the story based on the Lashon Higadta Levincha. The Emes is, I don't remember where I saw this, but it's very mistaver that the Lashon Haggadah, the Lashon Magid, has another connotation. It's not just to tell the Hagid, as if to relate, but also to praise. Masa Yadav Magid Harakia. The Masa Yadav are praising Hashem. The Rakia is relates the Masa Yadav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Higadati Hayom Hashem Elokecha, we say by Mikra Bikurim, which is also part of the Seder. We were darshaning the parsha of Rami Avadavi. The first thing the farmer says is he guided to Hayom Hashem Elokecha Kivasi Ela Aretz. I'm telling, or I am, you know, I'm praising. I'm expressing my tremendous gratitude. So really, even the word Magid itself and Haggadah, which is what we use to describe Tzivim, it really has a connotation of more than just to tell the story, but to tell it in a manner of shevach, of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a famous maral that he asked the question. We know that generally a person should not overdo shvachu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Brachos has the story of a person who is a shliach tzibur. They used to improvise a lot with piyut, and he would get up and say all kinds of praises, akela, gado, agibur, aziz, and many, many things that you don't usually find, you know, in psukim per se. But he just found a way to be creative and to give all these Toarim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Amora said to him, Siyamta Kushvar Shvacha Demarach, you exhausted all these praises, now you've had this long, long list, which indicates that a person has to be limited in spearing in the praises, and it's because we find precedent in Psukim, especially in Tehillim, David HaMelech, also in the Torah, Keil Gado Giba Banora, we start Hashemun Esri with those words, because those words were used by Moshe Rabbeinu. And we therefore borrow those expressions, and that justifies using these Torahim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, which therefore means that we don't usually go overboard with Shvach Hashem Lakom. I have in my Sefer Nanim Zmiros, I discuss a little bit this whole topic of Shvach Hashem Lakom, what justifies a person just being able to go at will and start praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Maharal, but there's something unique about Leil Pesach. Here we said, Karmabu Safareza Meshubach, the more the better. How can you say that? Shouldn't you try to be more succinct and more spearing? Because Siyamta Kushva de Marach, by doing this, Karmabu Safar, the answer is, he says, it's Hakara Satov. If the angle that we're doing is Hakara Satov, it's praising Hashem, but from the perspective of, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I can't begin to tell you how much I owe you. In gratitude, that's not a violation of this concept. Because the extent that I'm coming to praise you for the sake of thanking you, and that's a different experience, that there's no end to that. A person needs to, you know, be able to express a kara satov as much as they're able to. And that's maybe why part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is built on the section of Rami Ovad Avi. Because Rami Ovad Avi is what was said at the time of Bikurim. When the farmer would bring Bikurim, there was a mitzvah to bring Bikurim, and a separate mitzvah, Mikra Bikurim. Right? Atzeres Arachag, Mevi V'Korei. It's a separate mitzvah. Bisman Simcha, to also recite this parsha of Arami Ovid Avi. We take four of those psukim and we expound on them. So why did we take this particular section of Chumash as part of the experience of CBC's Mitzrayim? Say Lamad, we start off as a segue to Arami Ovid Avi. We talk about how Lavan wanted to destroy Yaakov, and then from there we go phrase by phrase and we darshan. There's a common denominator. The common denominator is that Arami Ovid Avi was a recitation of a person who's coming to be Makir Tov. This Bikurim is, of course, a mitzvah of Hakaras HaTov. That's what it is. It's thanking Hashem for the first fruits. And what we're doing, Lel Pesach, is putting ourselves in that same mindset of Hakaras HaTov, like the Maral says. And therefore, they chose the very section that describes how we came down to Mitzrayim with humble beginnings, and we became a great nation, and how we experienced the suffering, and Hashem came to our defense, and Hashem showed his power and took us out of Mitzrayim, Biyad Chazakah, Zoran Atuya, and so on. So we do this in the same standpoint and mindset as the person who does Mikra Bikurim, because that's what we're doing as well. Just to make one more point, as far as this Inyan of Sibitzis Mitzrayim, Leil HaSeder. You know, we call the experience of Leil HaSeder, Seder. A Seder means that there's a sequence of things that are done one after the other. We find a Seder of Leil Pesach. We find a Seder of L'mashal Avodah Yom Kippurim, the Mishnah and Yuma. All the different Avodos were done ala Seder. And the Mishnahs tell us what happens if you went and did something, you know, out of order. So what this is indicating here is that you have an integration of a lot of different things happening. And really, they're not, even though each one has its own kiyum, but there's a larger kiyum that comes about through the integration of all the separate kiyum. What do I mean? If you think about Leil HaSeder, so there's a mitzvah, the raisa of achilas matzah. There's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan of Achilas Moror, Mitzvah Nezed Rabbanan. There's a mitzvah, the Rabbanan of Arbakosos. There's a mitzvah of Hallel, which could be the Raisa. There's a mitzvah, Sibitzis Mitzvahim, which is the Raisa. There's a lot of mitzvahs that we do over the course of the night at the Seder. Now, on one level, each mitzvah can be analyzed for itself. Every mitzvah has its details. What is the mitzvah, how you mekayim it, and the nefesh seba, and so on and so forth. But it's not just that when a person finishes a seder, they can feel that they were mekayim that mitzvah, and that mitzvah, and that mitzvah, and that mitzvah, hopefully, b'chol protev tikeha. But like we say at the end of the seder, chasal sidu pesach kil chaso, it's not just the kiyum of the individual mitzvahs, it's a kiyum of the larger integration of those mitzvahs. Chasal sidur pesach kil chasam, kechol mishpatel. The kiyum is not just individual kiyum, it's a kiyum of all the mitzvahs as they're done and integrated. L'mashal, the Gemara in Avi Pesachim says, person could drink arba kosos, one after the other, right? Shesam b'vasachas, according to one pshat, means one cup, then the other cup, the other cup, the other cup. No, so did they get any kind of kiyum? So they got a kiyum of some kind. They had arba kosos, both keneged, whatever they're keneged, but the way that Chazal wanted you to fulfill arba kosos, as the Gemara says, is every kos is connected to another aspect of the Seder of the Leil Pesach. You do another mitzvah on each kos. That's why Ashkenazim make a separate bracha on each one of the kosos as well, right? You make only on two, right? But there's the first kos is Kiddush, and then you have Sifrei Mitzrayim. Magid is the second coast, Birchas HaMazon and Hallel. So what does it show you? That the kiyumim are integrated. So too, Sibesius Mitzrayim is not just stam with Mesaper. Mesaper through the props that are on the Seder. The matzah has to be there, matzah zu. We talk about the matzah. We eat the matzah that we talked about. So there's a kiyum that's peering together. It's not just with the tzipor. It's the tzipor with the matzah. We ate matzah. So it's not just individual kiyumim. It's the kiyum haklali, we could say, of all the mitzvahs done b'chlolus. And again, that's, I think it's very important you saw it in life as well. When you think about, you know, avodas Hashem in general, you know, sometimes we get caught up and we just see the trees and not the forest. It's important to see that there's a, you know, there's a misgeres. Let's say Naseder Hayom, we go through the day, we might do this, we might do that. We have a Shachris, we have Mincha, we have Ma'ariv, we have Talmud Torah. Yeah, and everything is good for itself. But it's also, you might could say, a certain, the word is like flow. You know, you're in a certain feeling that the day itself had a kiyum, just like by Kadshim. You know, there's a day, there's a kiyum in the day itself, Avodas Hayom, in the Beis HaMikdash. You also find Seder HaTamid, another example of a Seder. The carbon tamid was brought every day morning. Shoshacha ben harbayim. You read Mishnah's tamid, you'll see that the Mishnah is talking about not just the carbon tamid itself, but auxiliary avodos that were done in connection to the tamid. There's hatavas haminora, which were done in two parts, chamish neiros, shtei neiros, hatavas mizbeach hapanimi, these mizbeach hapanimi. And that's called the Seder HaTamid. And the Mishnah concludes there at the end of the Masech, the Zeu Seder HaVodas HaTamid. That's why I always understood what it means in the davening. Tamidim kesidram umusafim kehilchasa. Many pshatim are given for why we use a different lashon. Tamidim kesidram umusafim kehilchasa. A lot of pshatim have been given, many, many different ways to learn it. The pasha pshat to me is because the carbon tamid, the tamidim, were not just the carbon tamid. It's the Seder HaTamid, the framework. And there was Birchas Kohanim that was done. And at the end of the day, there's the Kiyum of the Tamid as part of the Miskeres of the Seder HaTamid. And then there's the Avodas Hayom, that the Seder Avod and Beis HaMikdash had the various Avodas. So it's important in Nakuda, I think, for life, but certainly through the window of Leil Pesach, to think about the mitzvahs that we do and the Sipur that we do, not just as isolated in Yanin, but as things which are really reflecting a larger Kiyum. Okay, Smith Hashem, more to come, try to talk about aspects of the Haggadah.